What is the Community Action Grant, or CAG?
So a few months back, the people of Bethel voted to increase the sales tax on alcohol with the stipulation that that extra sales tax went into a special fund that would be awarded to community projects that contributed to the betterment of Bethel. So this is the board, this is the process for awarding that money to individuals and groups in Bethel.
How does that work exactly? What's the funding process there?
Sure. So, and we set this up in council through ordinance. Basically, the way that it works is if you are someone or you're a group or you have a project, you would go to you can go online or you can go to the clerk's office and you can pick up an application packet. You fill out that application, and then that goes to a board of people. Then basically they rank them just like they would a grant or anything else. So they're scored and they're evaluated on things like, completeness of the application, the potential benefit to the community, how reasonable it is that this project could be completed on time, that sort of thing.
This is open for individuals and organizations then?
Yeah, so one of the things that we talked about on this board and that has been important to me from the beginning is that this isn't something that's just open to large organizations that have a grant writer or people that have a lot of experience with grants. You don't need to be a 501c3 nonprofit. You don't need to have a lawyer on your team, anything like that. We really tried to make this application simple. So it is open to individuals or groups or nonprofits, local entities. Basically, the goal of this was to try to use some of that alcohol money for something good in this community.
And so it's funded from 20% of the sales tax that is put on alcohol sales in Bethel. So how much is that going to be for that first round of applications?
Yeah, so the numbers are still coming in. And because this is set up on a quarterly basis and the tax went into effect during the quarter, so it's not a full quarter, right? So right now there's $12,000 that's set aside for this period. In the future, we'd expect that to be more because it would be a full quarter of collections. Additionally, City Council last budget put money aside to put in this account just from the general fund as a way to fund community efforts of this type. So there's $10,000 budgeted plus $12,000 that went straight to that account from sales tax.
Say somebody wants to apply. What things should they know? What makes them eligible?
Sure. So it is actually very broad. There on our website, there's if you just go to the City of Bethel website, there's a list of exceptions. Certain things like national organizations aren't able to apply. Obviously, anyone that has discriminatory policies are not able to apply. But it is actually pretty broad. We're looking for things that would improve the health, whether that's mental or physical. We're looking for things that would directly impact populations and people affected by substance abuse in the community, but it's intentionally left very broad. So the application process is intentionally short. It's intended to be simple. We, we'll ask them for some basic things, a phone number, a budget, these sorts of things, and we'd expect at the end of it that we'd get some sort of final report back. But I would really encourage anyone who's interested to just take a look at the application, or if there's questions, talk to the city clerk.
Let's say somebody applies, they're awarded it. How does the distribution and monitoring go? What's the timeline for that?
Yeah, so the application process opens up this week, right? The application deadline is February 23rd for this round. The board will meet on March 6th and then again on March 14th, and they'll go through, they'll rate these applications, and they'll probably talk to the people who applied if there's any clarifying questions. After that, this will go back to council. Council will appropriate the money, and basically the city cuts a check. After that, the project or whatever it is will happen. The money will be spent, and then there'll be a sort of an exit report from the grantee.
Do you know of any other municipalities in the state that are doing similar grants like this?
I do not. That doesn't mean it's not happening, but this was really not something that I modeled after another place. This is something that I guess I heard a lot of feedback from the community. And what we all heard on council was that there was a lot more alcohol being sold in Bethel. A lot more alcohol being consumed in Bethel is causing a lot of problems, and you know, the city was collecting sales tax revenue on that, but it wasn't, that sales tax wasn't benefiting some of our local entities, some of our local nonprofits like TWC, like Search and Rescue, like Winter House. So, you know, there's all this money coming in, but all of our local service agencies were being burdened by the problem and not seeing any revenue. So basically, it seemed like the right idea for Bethel.
So if somebody's interested in applying and if they don't make this round, when's the next round starting?
So it's a quarterly process. So the next round will open on May 18th.